Isahluko seshumi nashiyagalolunye.
In 2 Kings 19, we were reading about Hezekiah in the past.
Ngiyaxolisa, shiyagalombili.
That's 18, 2 Kings 18.
Siqale evesini leshumi nanye.
And we'll start at verse 14.
Agestandas.
Let us pray.
Sibonga Nkosi leli thuba osiphe lona.
We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to meet together again. We thank you for being kept by you all these days. We thank you for your working. We thank you, Lord, for the arrival of your servants from Korea. And we ask you to be with them. Help them, Lord, in the great work which they are in. And we thank you for what you have performed there. We ask you to continue to work in a marvelous way. And also, Lord, in our midst as well. Be gracious to us. You know each and every one's need. Lord, help us with that which we need.
Amen.
Amen. Of chapter 18, the story of Hezekiah. The second book of Kings. But instead, I'm just going to highlight certain verses here and there. Let's start with verse
11. Nasemfuleni wase Gozani, nasemzini yamamete.
Then the king of Assyria carried Israel away captive to Assyria and put them in Hala and by the harbor, the river of Gozan and in the cities of the Medes.
Ngokuba abalalelanga izwi lika Jehova uNkulunkulu wabo, kepha beqa isivumelwano sakhe. Konke ayala ngakho umusa inceku kaJehova kabavumanga ukukulalela nokukwenza.
Because they did not obey the voice of the Lord their God, but transgressed his covenant and all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded, and they would neither hear nor do them.
Ngokuba abalalelanga izwi likaJehova.
For they would not hear the word of the Almighty.
Inkosi yaseAsiriya yafika kwaIsrayeli ngempi enkulu.
The king of Assyria arrived with a huge army in Israel.
Impi yayo bekungamasosha angaphezu kwenkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili.
He arrived with more than 200,000 soldiers.
Waqothula, wachitha amadilopho yakwaIsrayeli.
And he thoroughly destroyed all the towns of Israel.
UHezekiah ube inkosi yakwaJuda.
Now Hezekiah was king of Judah. Judah was just a little nation.
And this
pagan king of Assyria came and utterly destroyed and looted the towns of Israel. It was terrible there. And he captured the Israelites and took them into captivity.
Kwamanye amazwe sizwile ehala nasahapori ngasemfuleni wasegozani nasemzini yamamete.
To other places, as we've read in Hala and Habor and the river of Gozai in the cities of the Medes.
Kwabanzima okwenziwa inkosi yaseAsiriya.
What he did was awful.
Kodwa kuthwa ukuze kwenzeke lento abakwaIsrayeli behlelwa into ebuhlungu kangaka bekukenxa yokuthi abalalelanga iphimbo likaNkulunkulu.
But it says clearly that all this came upon them because they had not diligently obeyed the voice of their Lord.
Bebekholwa kodwa bekholwa half.
They believed, but they believed in a half fashion, just not completely.
Bekukhona izono ezimpilweni zabo. Noma besonta, basonte nazo.
There were sins in their lives, though they were religious. They were religious and went to the church with their sins.
Ngenxa yokuthi abakholwanga uNkulunkulu ngayo yonke inhliziyo. UNkulunkulu wathi, sengizonika izitha zenu amandla phezu kwenu.
And because they were not entirely, completely devoted to the Lord their God, God said, I will hand you over to your enemies. Satan has no power over the children of God. But if you have sin in your life, Satan obtains power over you. Do I need to repeat that so that you understand it properly? Satan has no power over the child of God. For Jesus in us is greater than he that is in the world. He conquered sin. He conquered death. He conquered the devil. He conquered the powers of darkness. So if you have Jesus, Satan has no power over you. But why does Satan rule in so many lives? They are not completely in the Lord, devoted to him. They condone sin. And through that, they give Satan power over them. A certain person from South America. Sorry, if that is from the eastern side of America, walked right across. He crossed right over to the opposite western coast. America is very big. That is the USA, where Bush is the president. If you take South Africa, you need to increase it by 8 times in order to fit into the USA.
Kusukela eMpumalanga kuze kube eNtshonalanga
Now this man decided he's not going to go by car, by bicycle, but he will walk on foot from the eastern coast right to the western coast of the USA. And he succeeded. It took a long time. And he tells of how he met with many different experiences on the way. In winter, it was freezing cold as it snowed in those areas, and he trudged along in the snow. And then there was a biting wind where the cold seemed to cut into him. He walked trudging along as if though he was in a swamp in this deep snow. In summer, it was very hot in the desert. And the sand was hot. It burned. But he says, in all these trials, there wasn't a thing that was as dangerous to him as a certain thing. One thing. Almost incapacitated him that he wanted to give up his journey. Says it wasn't the heat of the summer in the desert or the cold and the driving snow. But he said what caused him the greatest difficulty was when he had grains of sand in his shoe. In his shoe. He said just the
small.
He said, even the smallest grains and the fewest grains of sand in his shoes would cause him such distress that he almost gave up his journey. Said rather the heat, rather the snow than these grains of sand which were so distressing in his shoes. Are there any grains of sand in your shoes? I'm not speaking
about.
I'm not speaking about these physical shoes, but the shoes of your life, of your heart. If you are sitting with things which are sinful, maybe a grudge, maybe stubbornness, maybe lack of forgiveness, self-seeking,
kanisona sithize singane sona kodwa sisempilweni yakho ngiyakutshela funda kulomuntu owadabula iMelika kusukela eMpumalanga kuze kube eNtshonalanga wathi that was the most difficult thing uthi akukho obekulukhuni njengalokho qaphelisisa ke mzalwane kungabikho isihlabathi empilweni yakho enhlizweni yakho.
Some sin, as small as it may be, even though it may appear to be so minor, so little, but remember that man who almost failed in his journey from the east to the west coast just because of the grains of sand in his shoes. It's not small if it stops your journey.
Leso sabat, noma sing intengane, siyofana nentengene hlweni lakho.
These grains, though they are ever so small, may become like sand in your eyes. Evil thoughts, an evil eye. You will not complete your journey. You will be eaten by the vultures.
Kwangathi uHezekiah lapho ebona abaSaseriya beshaye bebhuqa konke kwakwa-Israyeli kwamthinta mhlawumbe ngoba kube umuntu kaNkulunkulu mhlawumbe wathandaza wathi Nkulunkulu ngisize ukuthi ngiphelele ekholweni.
Hezekiah, as he saw Israel being taken in Samaria, he must have been desperate and cried to the Lord and call upon God to help him that he would be completely surrendered to the Lord. It may be just gossip. Perhaps you gossip using the names of other people and say, let's keep quiet, let's not tell the preacher.
USanherib wafika waqeda isizwe sikaNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu wabukela akanyakazisanga umunwe uNkulunkulu wathi ngiyabadedela ngenxa yokona kwenu anilaleli izwi lami.
King Sennacherib came and wreaked utter havoc upon these nations of the Lord and destroyed them. God didn't lift a finger to assist them, for they had not heeded his voice.
Lalelani phimbo likaNkulunkulu. Uma uNkulunkulu ekhuluma bese ningalaleli maye okuzokwehlela ngisho nengane zakho nezukulwane zakho iziqalekiso ngeziqalekisho. Nizoyiswa ekuthunjweni nikhonza abanye onkulunkulu amanye amakhosi nihlutshwe izizwe nibe izigqila zazo.
Woe to you if you do not diligently obey and be completely surrendered to God. Otherwise you'll find that you will lose out, not only you but your offspring and your future generations being made captive to strange nations and being their slaves. That was the first point. Taken captive, conquered by the king of Assyria, for they had not heeded the voice of the Lord.
Fanele ukuthi lokho kube into esemqoka empilweni yakho. Maye kuwe. Maye kuwe. Uma ungalaleli uNkulunkulu.
That needs to be of the greatest importance in your life. For woe to you. Woe if you do not heed God.
UJesu wathi, phelelani njengokuba uyihlo wenu osezulwini ephelele.
Our Lord said, be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect.
Uma kukhona noma kuncane empilweni yenu eningaqedanga eningaqhithanga
If you allow something ever so small in your life, which you have not dealt with, have not destroyed, that will become the source of your destruction. In verse 13 and 14,
Yamqumela uHezekiya inkosi yakwaJuda amathalenta angamakhulu amathathu esiliva namathalenta angamashumi amathathu egolide.
And in the 14th year of King Hezekiah, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came up against all the fortified cities of Judah and took them. Then Hezekiah, king of Judah, sent to the king of Assyria at Lachish, saying, I have done wrong. Turn away from me. Whatever you impose on me, I will pay. And the king of Assyria assessed Hezekiah, king of Judah, 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold. Here we find the king of Judah apologizing to the king of Assyria.
Ngoba inkosi yase-Asiriya lapho isithumbile abakwa-Israyeli yabuya yayo ngoba uJuda.
For when the king of Assyria had made all of Israel captive, he then returned in order to destroy Judah.
Lokho kuthiwa kwenziwa ngeminyaka engamakhulu awu-7 nanye ngaphambi kukaJesu.
This, it was said, occurred
701
BC. And they came in destroying the cities of Judah.
UHezekiah, what? Yini ukuthi inkosi yase-Asiriya ibe namandla phezu kwethu.
Hezekiah wondered, how is it that Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, has authority over us? And then he realized that they had sinned. And he sent message to the king of Assyria saying, forgive us, we have
sinned.
And he said, O king, please return to your homeland and allow me then to pay our debt. Now, what had actually happened? This king, before he died, this old king, had conquered Israel. Judah feared that she too would be conquered.
Why say ngengele ethi hawu inkosi yase-Asiriya ngisize ungangiphuphisi.
Judah then pleaded, saying, please, O king of Assyria, do not destroy us.
Njalo ngonyaka ngizokhokha intela.
And we are prepared, O king of Assyria, to pay a levy, a tax every year.
One can even say interest. Every year.
And so the king did it. And when the king died, and then another king came to be king of Assyria.
Uhizkiya, what? iyokhohlwa ilibale leyo ndaba endala.
Hezekiah said, let's go and plead our case with the new king. Maybe he'll be more sympathetic regarding this old case of ours.
Bayeka ukukhokha.
And so they stopped paying their dues.
Bayeka unyaka oqala.
They left it for the first year.
Unyaka wesibili.
And the second.
Unyaka wesithathu.
And the third.
Kanti uSanherib akakhohlile. Uyakhumbula ukuthi laba banesikweleti kwithina. Kodwa manje abasikhokhi.
But then the king of Assyria remembered that Judah had a debt to pay and they hadn't been paying their levies.
Wathi sengizoya ngibahlasele ngibanqoba ngiqede iJerusalem emhlabeni chithe ngibathathe babe izigqila zami.
And so he decided that he'd go up to Jerusalem and utterly rout it and make all of them, all the citizens there, to be his slaves.
Kona lapho uHezekiah ebonisitha siphezu kwakhe wakhumbula wathi nginecala.
When Hezekiah then saw the enemy upon them, he remembered their debt.
Wathi inkosi ngithethelele nginephutha ngokungakhokhi inzalo ngokungakhokhi isikweleti. Shona into oyifunayo ngizoyikhokha.
And he said, O king, we have done wrong in not paying our yearly interest. We have not given it to you as we had agreed to. Say, give your price and we will pay.
Inkosi yathi ngifuna amakhulu amathathu amathalenta esiliva, amashumi amathathu amathalenta egolide.
And then the king said, we want 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold, which was a huge amount. Hezekiah said, we are determined to pay the full amount. Do you hear, brethren? Are there those in debt among us? Are there those of you who have forgotten your debt or the interest and you just keep quiet about it? You don't say a thing. You just clam up and pretend it's not there. But you have sinned. You are guilty of debt. Brethren, Jesus said no one can serve God and money. And he said, if you are not faithful in money, the Father in heaven will not entrust his Holy Spirit to you. If you are not faithful in mammon, God in heaven will not give you the blessings of the Spirit.
Awuphenyisise emalini empilweni yakho ukuthi konke kuhambe kahle yini. Uma kukhona othi ayi mhlawumbe uselibele ake ngikuyeke uzofa wisihlupheki.
If you want the fullness of the
moya nokokumzimba
of the Spirit, be diligent in your financial matters. Go through it and carefully check. Haven't you perhaps just conveniently forgotten about some debt and you're just keeping quiet about it? You'll end up in spiritual and physical poverty. And won't be blessed. And the enemy will obtain authority over you. Let's learn.
Uzwane nalo olwe nawe ngoba uma ungakwenzanga angakufaka ejajini ijaji emaphoyiseni amaphoyisa ejele uthi ngeke uphume khona uzukhipha ifatting yokugcina.
Jesus did say that if you remember that you have a debt, go and put it right. Go and sort out the matter with the person to whom you are indebted. Otherwise, he will have you in prison till the last farthing is paid.
Hambuzveze uthi uyazi nje ukuthi nginesikweleti kodwa ngiyehluleka anginakho ama anginawo amandla ukukhokha kodwa ngithanda ukuziveza ngikhumbuze ukuthi nginesikweleti kuwe.
Don't use as an excuse, well, I'm poor, I don't have the money and I'm hungry. No, go and discuss the matter. Go and at least say, I have a debt that I owe. I want to talk to you about it. This is what I owe you.
Niyazi ukuthi uBilly Graham esaqala umsebenzi wakhe, wahlangana izisebenzi zakhe. Wathi asikhuphi evangeli, kodwa singakalikhuphi. Ake sihlolisise abantu ababeqhuba phambi kwethu. Bebeqhuba ngandlelani. Nokuthi kupho kwaba isikhubekiso kubona. Noma ikuphi okwabawisayo kwabaqeda amandla.
In the early years of Billy Graham's ministry, he got together his team and they examined together the successes and failures of the men of God before them. What were the stumbling blocks? What were the things that caused them to fail? And as they examined the lives of men of God before them, they discovered the first point of stumbling is women. Where Christians destroy themselves through sexual promiscuity, not living a pure life. Secondly, money. People wanting money.
By hook or by crook, bafuni imali.
By hook or by crook, they want money.
Bayahamba futhi bavakashela umuntu, vakashela isigwili, bathi uma simvakashela, mhlambe sothola imali.
And they will purposely go and visit wealthy people in the hope that they'd catch the hint and give them some money.
Base bebhala ke, 1, abesifazane, 2, imali, 3, 4, 5. Base bethi, thina ke uma siqhuba ivangeli, asiqaphelisise ukuba singawi. Njengoba bekuwa laba abanye phambi kwethu, njengoba sihamba phezu kwamathamba amhlophe.
And so he, Billy Graham, and his team wrote a list of the stumbling blocks to men of God and, before them, and putting first, 1, women, secondly, finance, going through the list, 3, 4. And they said, let's not make the same mistakes.
Basebethi.
And so they agreed. Billy Graham said to his co-workers, we who are the team members,
akekho noyedwa phakathi kwethu ozogibelisa owesifazane emotweni uma kungesiye umkakhe noma ingane yakhe. Akekho ozohamba nowesifazane emotweni kungekho esithathu.
None of us will travel in a car with a woman who is not the wife or the daughter alone. We will not travel alone with another woman.
Ngithululele uBilly Graham isiqhoko ngithi hawu ndoda yamadoda wasiza awusithelanga ngehlazo wenza umthetho omuhle angibathanda abantu abahamba nabesifazane gibelise wesifazane hambe nobabini notwa wisifebe yini.
And so I have the utmost respect for Billy Graham. For that which he did, I honor him. And you preach the gospel, or even if you don't preach the gospel, make sure you don't stumble in this area. If you need to travel with a woman, take your own wife. Don't travel with other men's wives or other women.
Amlalise ngasemnyango athola ikamela uzudabulela indodini uzungena noma engena ehotela akakwazi ungena ngoqala uzothuma umuntu wakhe awuhambe uhlole ukuthi akho umuntu inendlini yami. Ngiyabona ukuthi abantu banqoba kanjani izono. Angibathandi abantu ababuthaka enyameni abayizifebe benezimile ezisonakeleyo bedinga amakhondomu uma behamba hlazo lamahlazo ichilo lamachilo bafa abasha bethu baphi fila ubufebe ukungabi nesimile esihle. I-South Africa yalikho ndawo bazodliwa amathuna onke bayoqalekiswa ngengculaza abaningi sebefile kodwa kusazofa mo.
Even when it came to sleeping in hotels, they were meticulous with their arrangements. He wouldn't just sleep alone in a hotel room. He would make sure that there was the first line of defense. If somebody would come knocking to the door, there would be a coworker there to make sure that they were there. He would have another man there. I honor them for that. And if you don't take meticulous measures in being victorious, you will be destroyed by your promiscuity. South Africa is already being destroyed. Many have died. Many will soon die. And more will die because of sexual looseness.
You say, oh no, we're not under the law. We are free. You are free because you're a sinner. You're evil. If you're good, then you welcome the law. Because that's the life you live.
Somebody,
if you don't want the law, it's just because you are lawless. Lawless. And I add, godless.
Mhlambe uthi asiphansi komthetho thina, siphansi komusa kuphela. Ngithi kuwena ungumuntu onganamthetho yikho ukuthi awuthandi umthetho futhi ngaphezulu kwalokho awunaye uNkulunkulu futhi
uma konakala ekudlule kodwa kusukela manje qonda qonda njengothi lo mkhonto sifuna ivangeli eliphilayo awudodi.
Now if you have gone wrong in the past, from now on walk straight, stop living a life of filth.
Ulokoza som libeli kamalake lowa semelika umtala obeshumayeli evangelo mkulu.
Moody,
you all know him. Moody. Moody, he was a big fellow.
Moody,
many
Umuntu mkulu.
Moody, a smoker came to him.
Umuntu obhemayo weza kuye.
Said, Mr. Moody.
What you wear, Mood?
Is it wrong?
Kubi yini ukubhema?
Is it a sin if I smoke?
Kuyisono yini uma ngibhema?
Moody looked at him. He says, no. What carry on.
What Moody cha kubega?
He says, how can you say just carry on? He says, yes, the Bible says you should carry on.
Ulo muntu obhema wathi ungasho kanjani ukuthi ngiqhubeke. Umuntu waze wathi cha iBhayibheli lithi qhubekani.
He says, where does that say in the Bible?
Wathi lo muntu kushiwapi eBhayibhelini lento.
He says, the Bible says let the filthy be filthy still.
Wathi umuntu ongcolileyo makaqhubeke kukho ukungcola kwakhe. So continue with your filth and your smoking.
Qhubeka ngobufebe bakho.
Continue with your
nokushela kwakho.
immorality and your flirtatiousness. Continue in your little...
Waphakela azofika akudla azokudla ngendlela ebhlungu futhi.
Continue in your flirtatiousness. Continue in your little cliques discussing the opposite sex. You're just giving food to the vultures and they will feed on you.
Niyazi ukuthi amanqe anawo uboya lapho.
You know that vultures don't have feathers on their necks?
Awekho la. Ngani?
Why?
Ngoba manqe uma esedla umuntu noma edla inyamazane.
For when vultures feed on a carcass of a person or an animal,
ziqhamuka emuva, faka ikhanda khona.
They put the head in. They put the head in.
Manje abukho uboya la. Zifike zithatha amathumba phakathi awakhethe. Adla lokho okuthambile kuqala. Qhubekake ngezono khuluma nangamantombazana abafana ubacabange azofika manqa akhona kudla uqede.
And they eat the soft parts first. They go for the intestines. They eat the soft parts and they are featherless on their necks. Continue with your sexual looseness. The vultures are right there waiting.
Hlazo uma sikhuba ivangeli nami khuba ivangeli mkhube nabantu. Abahlulwa besifazane. Wesihoko ngaphandle kokuthi uphenduke.
It's a shame. It's a shame. It's a disgrace. If I continue preaching the gospel with others, together with those who are sexually promiscuous, and you need to confess those sins. Remembering that confession and then returning to the sin is being dog-like. It's like a dog going back to its vomit.
And a pig.
And a pig going back to its filth.
Kukile manje Billy Graham.
Billy Graham is now old. But there is no stench that follows him. And secondly, they said, regarding money, be straight and honest. That you may have God's blessing. For if you are not faithful in money, I tell you, you will not be blessed. You will die badly.
Nathi, asithathe inqumo. Uma khona isihlabathi onya esikhathulweni sakho sikhiphe namhlanje lingashoni ilanga ungasikhiphanga.
And we too, if we have grains of sand in our shoes, let's take them out before the sun sets. Don't let the sun set on the sand still being in your shoes.
UNkulunkulu wathi Mos, khumbula iqathulo zakho, impatata zakho. Khumbula ngoba kungenzeka ukuthi kukhona okusesiqathulweni, kukhona okuphakathi, kukhona okungcolile. Khumbula.
God said to Moses, take off your shoes, for this is holy ground. There might be something that is defiling, something that makes you dirty on the shoes. Take them off.
Now Hezekiah
realized. Hezekiah then searched to find the silver and the gold, and they had to break down doors for his father, who had been a bad man. They had locked up the temple. They then unlocked the places and got out the gold. And he paid.
Hezekiah
paid.
wathi hey uma singafuna ukubusisitha kufanele ukuthi sizingcwelise singabi naphutha singabi naqala.
He sent the silver and the gold. He realized that if we are to have victory over our enemies, we are to be without guilt, without debt.
Kodwa ke ngintshela indaba noma sesikhokhile uSanherib akazanga yeke bekuyilokhu emhlupha.
But let me tell you, even though he paid that debt, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, did not let him go. He had to repeatedly pay again and again.
Wena ntombazana ungaba no boyfriend wakho.
You girl, you may have
ukuthi niyoshada.
Your boyfriend, and you might decide to get married.
Wena kusuzwile ukuthi akufanele uyiphathe kabi. Fanele ukuthi ube mhlophe uzuma phambi kwe-altar.
And you've heard and you know that you need to be pure before marriage and stand in purity at the marriage altar.
Iveli lichaza ubumsulwa.
And that your veil should indeed symbolize your virginity.
Bese usho kumfana, hayi angifuni sizeshade. Athi hayi vele siyoshada ingabe siyathandana. Uma sithandana asikwenzi.
And you tell that to the young man, and he might say, but no, look, we're in love. Aren't we going to get married anyway? We're certain to get married. What's wrong with doing it?
Kangnan.
And so,
uzoqala akthinte nje. Basifazane, nani mantombazane. Nixwaya amadoda afikayo akhuluma nithini.
And so little by little, a touch here and there, a brush here and there, incrementally he invades your life. You women, be careful of men who brush you and touch you as they talk to you. For finally, he no longer just touches you, but he holds you. Then he kisses you. And then you fall into sin, sleeping with each other. We had our Korean friends yesterday. And I told them about the frog. Which, if it jumps into water of a different temperature, it just dies.
Kodwa uma uthathe amanzi abandayo, ufake iselesele, bese uphemba umlilo, fake primer stove, noma umlilo ngaphansi.
But if you put a flame under the pot,
bese kufuthumala amanzi,
with the frog inside it, and you slowly warm up the water. Increase the temperature very slowly. If the frog had to just if it jumps into the warm water, it would die.
If the warm water is at this degree.
If it's at that degree.
Kodwa uma ufaka umlilo phansi.
But if you put the flame underneath, you can increase the temperature with the frog remaining alive, way past that temperature.
And the frog is still alive. If a boy just comes, unguma kufika umfana athi uyakudlwengula, we ungakhabalaza, ungamemeza, uma ungesisi isifede.
If a boy had to come and try and rape you, you would scream if you're not an immoral girl. The Bible says if she does not scream, then she ought to also be put to death. You're only excused if you scream in resistance.
Kona umlilo ngaphansi. isiqino siyakubamba isiqino qabula isiqino senyalala uyabona isiqino zokwenza wena mzalo yekholwa yamakholwa uzokwenza ihlazo elikhulu kunabahedeni ngoba uPaul uthi kwabaseKorinte lento evele phakathi kwenu ayitholakali nakubahedeni yabona inzalo yekholwa nomuntu okholwayo uma ewa uwenza okuyihlazo elikhulu kunomhedeni.
But Satan warms up the pot slowly. The man brushes, touches, kisses, and then eventually fall into sin, and even worse than that of the pagans. For the children of Christians can do that which even the pagans don't do.
Bese ngithi wena ntombazana, lo mfana uma usumvumela, seniyecansini, usuyashada, kodwa ngenzalo ngenyanga ezisithupha usuyayizala ingane ngoba uNkulunkulu wakho unamandla amakhulu akahlulwa lutho ngiyangabaza mina ngamandla kaNkulunkulu washo kanjalo obunye kimi wathi mfundisi awunakho ukholo awunakho ukholo ukuthi uNkulunkulu angadala ingane ngenyanga ezinkulu kuze kube ngenyanga ka-9 months ngo-6 months unokholwa okuncane ngithi ngiyeke mina ngokukholwa kwami okuncane ayikho leyo ngane ayikho leyo nto inganekwane leyo.
And then because you sleep around you fall pregnant, maybe after 6 months you give birth, like one girl who it happened like that. After 6 months she had a child and she blamed me when I said that there was something wrong. She said, oh, you of little faith, don't you believe that God can work powerfully and make that happen to a girl? I said, leave me alone with my little faith, but I don't believe you.
Don't you believe that God can form and make a child, create a child in 6 months? It's got to be 9 months with you. Have you got such little faith?
Wathi kusho ukuthi ukholo kwakho kuncane awukholi ukuthi uNkulunkulu angadala ingane ngenyanga ezisithupha kuphela.
It's strange that the Christians who are not on the right road, they've got great faith, they're happy all the time, in the meantime they're miserable.
Isimanga sokuthi abazalwane laba abasendleleni edukisayo banokukholo okukhulu kube sengathi bayajabula kodwa badangele abana injabulo.
Akujwayelekile uma abantu beshelane kakhulu nasesikoleni ukuthi bashade lo muntu ngeke bashade naye.
It's not often that you find that an affair at school turns out into a marriage.
Kodwa kungenzeka ukuthi ababili abathathu bengakashadi balale sebezoshada.
There are the rare cases where two or three might sleep together before marriage and then they get married. Let me tell you, girl, when you married,
uyoguga kwilokhu ekushaya ngaleyo futhi isigcino uyoganga nentombazana encane kunengane zakho izeleyo.
That husband of yours will insult you because of what you've done, and he'll never let you go. He'll keep on reminding you of it, and he'll fall into sin with girls much younger than even your own daughters.
UHezekiah wona wakhokha kodwa uSanherib kwayilokhu emhlupha emlandela njalo njalo.
Hezekiah failed and then he had to pay and pay his debt again and again. Sennacherib would not let him off the hook. He kept on reminding him of his debt.
Then in verse 29.
Ebeseke kuyo iverse ka 29.
Inkosi uSanaherebhe yakhuluma yathi maningakhohliswa nguHezekiya ngokuba akayi kuba namandla konophula esandleni sami
king of Assyria said, "Do not let Hezekiah deceive you, for he shall not be able to deliver you from his hand."
That's from his hand, yes. Futhi uHezekiah makanganenzi nethembe uJehova ngokuthi uJehova uyakusophula nokusophula njalo nalo muzi awuyi kunikelwa esandleni senkosi yase-Asiriya.
Nor let King Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord, saying, "This the Lord will surely deliver us. This city shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria."
Verse 31, Ningamlalela uHezekiah, ngokuba inkosi yase-Asiriya isho kanje, yenzani ukuthula nami, niphumele kimi, nihle, kube yilona lo emvinini wakhe, kube yilona lo emkhiwaneni wakhe, niphuze, kube yilona lo amanzi omthombo wakhe.
Do not listen to Hezekiah, for thus says the king of Assyria, "Make peace with me by a present, and come out to me, and every one of you eat from his own vine, and every one of you from his own fig tree, and every one of you drink the waters of his own cistern."
Lapho inkosi yase-Asiriya ibona ukuthi hayi akangeneki uHezekiah, wayiseya kubantu ethi, "Musani ukulalela uHezekiah, musani ukulalela inkosi yenu, lalelani mina, mina ngizonikhulula. Uma niza kimi, ilona lo uzoba nesivini sakhe, ilona lo uzoba nomkhiwane wakhe, ilona lo uzoba nomthombo wakhe wamanzi. Musani ukudidukisa umuntu kaNkulunkulu, imina engimkhulu, lalelani mina." Wabathembisa izulu nomhlaba obusha.
When the king of Assyria realized that Hezekiah was not making his own people to be Assyria's captives, he then confronted the people directly. He went to them one by one, to the people on the ground, and he began to seduce them and to promise them liberty, and that if they listen to him, they'll be truly freed.
Don't listen to Hezekiah and what he says. Listen to me. That evil man. You get those even amongst the Christian nowadays. And some are so stupid and so foolish that they follow those blind leaders. And that's only possible because they themselves are blind.
Musukum lalela uHezekiah, mlalele mina, ungilalele mina ngoba mina engisendleleni. Bakhona laba bazalwane abayizimpumputhe ngoba balandela izimpumputhe.
Manje sengiyaphetha, sengiye pointini lokugcina. Asekhona amanye ama-point, kodwa isikhathi sihambile.
Though there are other points, I come now to the final one.
Bafika kuHezekiah.
They came to Hezekiah.
Bamtshela konke ukuhlambalaza.
And they told him all the blasphemous things spoken about him. He tore his clothing, threw himself in humility upon the ashes, and cried out before the Lord. And God heard his cry. And sent Isaiah saying, "I have heard your cry, Hezekiah. From heaven have I heard." And Isaiah said to him, "Don't pay attention and do not fear the talking of the king of Assyria, or his blasphemous talk. Do not fear it and notice it. For by the power of my spirit will I conquer your enemy." At night, the angel of the Lord came.
Amasosha ayinkulungwane ezikhulu namashumi
eight. And he came and he utterly destroyed and killed 180,000 of the enemy.
Little number, maybe 20,000 were left. And they ran like rabbits. The angel of the Lord came, and he slew 180,000 in that night. Lapho be papa mekseni abasasiriya, baboni tumbu, 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 tumbu. Ezinye zokukhukhumela iziso, sesithanda ukugcwala umoya njengebhola lokudlala.
And so when the Assyrians woke up, they found that they were surrounded by corpses here, corpses there, some of them already swollen and bloated. God. God fought on behalf of God's people. God is still able to defend His people. He can defend me. Let our enemies blaspheme and curse. Let them say what they will. But there is a God in heaven who hears. God says, do not avenge yourselves, for there is the revenger. In one night, the angel of the Lord struck them dead. The angel of the Lord in the Old Testament means Christ, Jesus Christ Himself. He destroyed and killed 180,000 of them.
Inkosi yaseSiriya wabalekela eNineve.
The king of Assyria fled to Nineveh.
Kwafika amadodana akhe amabili azalwe nguyena elele bafika bambulala uyise.
And at night, two of his own sons came and assassinated him.
Two of his own sons. I tell you, if you don't make business with God and get in right standing with God, He'll get hold of you.
Ngithi,
he used his own two sons that murdered him. What your end will be, I don't know. You haven't got to do with Elo Sting. You've got to do with a holy God and get right with Him. And the things that are wrong in your life, you put right. You confess them, expose them, bring them to light. Bury them, you'll be buried with them.
Uma ungamnaki uNkulunkulu, ngisho namadodana akho angavuka akubulale. Angazi ukuthi uzogcina phi, ngoba hayi ukuthi uphambene nami, uphambene noNkulunkulu ongcwele. Ngona ukuthi uzivume izono, uzilethe ekhanyeni. Uma uzigqibe, uzifihla, nawe uzogqitshwa nazo.
Uma ungafuni, baleka nawe, hamba uyolala eNineve, emzini omkhulu wokungakholwa. Kodwa isono sakho siyokufika khona. Uyoqhutshwa khona, qhutshwa khona. Zala ingane. Izono eziyokubulala zikunqume. Ingane ubufuna lokho. Kanti ufunani? Ngokungaphenduki kwakho. Ngokuba nentamo elikhuni. Ngokungezwa. Ushunyayeza uzukhulu nevangeli. Ungalaleli. Qhubeka. Wathi umuthi. Umuntu ethi. Kubi yini, kwisono yini, kwiphutha yini ukubhema. Fanele uthi ngikuyeke, uthi qha, qhubeka. IBhayibheli lithi qhubeka, kuthi wathi ongcolile akaqhubeke ngokungcola kwakhe.
And if you want to continue in your evil way, then continue. After all, that's what Moody said to that man who was smoking, let the filthy be filthy still. If you want to continue in your uncleanness, then continue.
Ekugcineni kwesambulo nizokuthola lokho.
You'll find that at the end. of Revelations where it says, let the vile be vile still. Let him continue in his vileness. And let the holy be holy still. But hell will work in you if you choose to be filthy still.
Let's bow.
As we stand to our feet, let's bow our heads. Lord, we have read your word. And it is a teaching to us. Your word teaches and corrects us and shows us the way of life and victory. Lord, help us not to be like those Israelites who did not obey, but rather to be on the side of those who chose to be obedient.
Amen.
Amen.